We are learning Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Zayin Omid Aleph, and we are beginning from the top line. Haroya Huna Bechaloyim. Someone sees the name Huna in a dream. Neis Nasla. It's a simon, and Neis will be done to him because the Nun from Huna is representing Neis. If you see the name Chanina or Chananya or Yoichanan, all those words have, all those names have two Nuns. Nisei nisim nasolai. You can even have a few nisim done to you. Haroya hesped v'chalayim. Someone sees a hesped in the chalayim. We'll see in a second. Means he sees the word hesped. Min hashamayim chosu olav fadua. Really, he was supposed to die, and they had rachmanis on him. And the word hesped is really like a natrikin of chosu padu, that they had rachmanis you and saved you. Bahani mili b'ksava. It's only if you see it b'ksav, that is when we say that you have nisim, when you'll be saved from a hesped. It's only if you see these names or the word hesped, b'ksav. So the Gemara Vaita. Ha'oine Yehesh Mei Rabam Varech. It means in a dream you're answering Yehesh Mei Rabam. Moftach Loshu Ben Alei Ba. It's a simon is a Ben Alei Ba. Kari Kriyashma, Rosh Tishrol of Shechina. If he sees himself laning Kriyashma in a dream, it means that it's royu for him to have the Shechina be shayra on him. Elash ain't dar zokar lekach, but his dar is not zaychev to that. Hamniach tefillin b'chaloyim. Someone has a dream that he's putting on tefillin. Yitzap legedula. It means he is gonna go legedula. Shenema v'rol kal amaris k'shem asher nirkar alecha and v'leza imer that v'leza gadol imer v'tanya v'leza gadol imer el tefillin shavarosh. This is going representing tefillin shavarosh. If someone sees tefillin shavarosh in a dream, it says, "V'ro kol amei aras, Hashem Hashem nikar lecha." Everyone be scared of you, and that will mean you're going to be a gadol. Hamaspal b'chaloyim. If someone's davening in a dream, simon yafla, it's a good simon. V'hanim really saim. Don't if you didn't finish the tefillah, but if you finished the tefillah, then it looks like he already disconnected himself from the tefillah, and that's not as good. Haba al imoy b'chaloyim. Someone in his dream is ba on his mother. Yitzap lebina. It's a simon represents that he's going to be have bina. He's going to be smart. He's going to have the thing called Bina. Shnema says in the Pasuk, Ki im lebina tikra. And we could darshan that it's Lashon im is aim, and aim lebina tikra, we see that if his Baal imai, he has Bina. Habal naim ras on his dream. Yitzap el taira. It's a simon that he's going to be able to learn, he'll know taira. Shnema taira, sivalona moisha, marishakil, sakaiva, and darshan, al tikri my rasha, elamai rasa. Lashon naira hamarasa. So it represents taira. Habal chayse v'chaloyim. Someone is born a sister in a chaloyim. Yitzap el chachma, because we see we call a chachma your sister. Shenema emar la chachma chayse at. And all these lashon haba means you're connected to them. So you're connected to chachma, you're connected to taira, connected to bina. Habal ishes ish. B'chaloyim then muftach loshu ben alam ba. It means he's v'shoa ben alam ba. And Rashi explains that he even getting his friends chaylik in alam ba. That's what his ishes ish. He even has his friends chaylik in alam haba. And the Mara ends off, but all these things that we just said about imay, about achaysay, about achshish, v'hanimili lo yadalei, you don't know who this person is, lo yhirabam urta. It could be it's only going on achshish, it's not clear if it's going everything back, because it's right to say you didn't know your sister. So Pasha's only going back on Nair HaMarasa and on achshish, that the only time we say that it's a good simon is only if you don't know that person and you didn't think about that person by day. But if you thought that person by day, before you went to sleep, or you thought about that, or you know about that person, then of course it's coming from your machshavas by day, and by carrot, it's not a good machshava. Omer b'chia ba'aba, haroi chidim b'layla, someone sees wheat in his dream. Ra'a sholim, it's a raya, he saw peace. Shenema ha'som gevuleich sholim, chelev chidim ha'spiech, so you see that chidim have a shaychis to sholim. Haroi sa'irim b'chalayim, he sees barley in his dream. Sora avinaisa means doesn't have various anymore. Shenema was sora avinecha v'chatas chotachaper, and the Mashal explains that sora avinecha sounds like se'irim, and it's teaching us that if you see se'irim, that means that Hashem took away all your avers. Omer avzera, not only salki mi bavel eretz yisrael. I didn't want to go from bavel eretz yisrael ad chazoi sari v'chalma until I saw se'irim in my dream, because then I knew that I don't have any avers anymore. I didn't want to go into the palace of the king without being 100% sure that I don't have any averis. Haroye gefen tu'una b'chaloyim. Someone sees a vine loaded with grapes in a dream. Ain't ishtu mepels nefalim. It's a simon that his wife will not be mapil nefalim. Will not miscarry. Shenem says in the pasuk, eshtuchak gefen pariyah b'akas tevesecha. So we see from this pasuk that a isha, a wife, is nimshal to a gefen, to a vine, to grapes, and if it has a lot of grapes, the simen, she will have a lot of children, no miscarriages. If someone sees a soireka, which is a long branch from a vine, from a grape tree, it's apel Mashiach. It means that he should wait for Mashiach. It means it's a simen Mashiach will come. Shenema, it says in the, when Yaakov's bracha to Yehud, it says, O Yisrael, gefen iroi v'la soireka b'ni asayna, which is going on the times of Mashiach, they see Sareka as Shaychas to Mashiach. Haroya te'ina v'chaloyim, someone sees a fig or a fig tree in a dream, terasa mishtamaris v'kibra, it means his Torah will be watched in him, he'll be able to retain his Torah. Shenemar, noitzer te'ina yoicha p'irya. So you see, te'ina has Shaychas to having something retained and watched, and that's what's saying, it's a simon that the Torah will be watched. Haray reminim v'chaloyim, someone sees pomegranates in a dream. Zut rivet small pari iskar gemayna, means his business will grow like a remind. Rather be big ones, then rabbi iskar gemayna, then he'll be multiplying even bigger his business. Palgi, if he sees a half a remind, so it depends. Im tamad chacham, if he's tamad chacham, mitzapel taira, he should be mitzapel taira. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, which means crushed reminim. So it means that he should be a tzapel of Torah, which means he gets the juice out of the Torah, which is the juice out of the Torah, which is a simon from the reminim. Mama Aretz, Vizama Aretz, a tzapel of mitzvahs. It means a simon that he's going to have mitzvahs. It's a simon to the mitzvahs. Shunamah. Like the pasuk says, it'll be a siman to mitzvahs. Like it says, Shenema kapela harima rakasech, and we darshin myra kasech, shafil rekonim shabacha, even the empty ones of you, malaya mitzvahs kurim remain. It'll be full of mitzvahs like a remain. It'll be full of mitzvahs like a remain, so that's why you're having a half a remain in your dream. Haray zaysin mechalayim, someone sees olives in his dream. Zutri, if it's small ones, pari ravi kayas kuzesim, then he's going to multiply, his business will multiply and he'll have staying power just like Zaysim. Vahani Mili Peri, that's if he sees the pre Zaysim. Aval Iloni, if he sees the trees, having lay bon room, means he has a lot of children. Shnemar, Banecha, Kashishila Zaysim, Salva Shokhanecha, you see that the tree of Zaysim, the trees, the sproutings of Zaysim are children, and therefore, if he sees trees, if he sees olive trees, that means he will have a lot of children. Which means a tree, an olive tree in his dream. Shame means he'll have his good name. Shnemar Zayis Ranon Yefei Pri Toyar Kora Hashem Shemeich. And you see the lashon Kora Hashem Shemeich. See, you'll be zeichet to Hashem Toiv if you have olives. If you see an olive tree in your dream, Haroya Hashem Zayis Bechaloyim. Someone sees oil. Olive oil in his chaloyim, it's apel mar Torah, it's a simin to the light of Torah, and he will get the light of Torah. Shenemar v'yichu alecha Hashem zayizach kosos lamor. You see, this is the menorah. Menorah represents Torah. So if someone sees Hashem zayiz in a dream, it means he's going to get the light of Torah. Ra tamar v'chaloyim, someone sees dates in his dream, means a simin tamu avonosav, that his avonos are going to stop. Shenemar tam avonich basiyin, and lashon tam is similar to the word Tamar, and we see from here that he will, all his avinos will go away, all his avaris will go away, will stop. Someone sees a goat in a dream, it means he'll have a good gebench the year. Izim, if he sees Izim a lot, then he'll have a bunch of good years. Shenemar, the pasuk says, and since we see that the Izim have shaykhs to lechem, that shows there'll be a gebench the year. Must be Panasa, Gemench the Yer Panasa. Haroya, Hadas Bachaloyim, someone sees a myrtle, a Hadas, in his dream, Nechosav Astichla, it's a simin, they're just like Ale Hadas. They have, like, you know, the Hadas Meshaloshim has a bunch of leaves, like it looks like a rope, a chain. That's it's a vision of Hatzlacha. Melon Nechosim, he has no Mechosim, then Yerusha falls Magachal, get a Yerusha. It's only if he sees it growing from the ground. But if he sees it off the ground, tlushim, then that will not be the same simen as seeing it growing out of the ground. Haraya esrig v'chalayim. We talked about hadas, and now go to esrig. Someone says esrig in a dream. Hadul v'chalayim means he is choshev and beautiful in front of his creator. Shneimar, it says in the pasuk, pre eitz hodah kapis tomorrow. We see eitz hodah, see esrog hashayches to hodah. Harei lulav b'chaloyim. Someone sees lulav b'chaloyim. Ein lo yalev echalav shmayim. It looks like it's, we see from here his whole lev is lo shmayim. Like the Gemara Dash and other places that a lulav means lo lev, has no lev. Matomar has no lev. A lulav does not have a lev. Does not have a heart, and that means he only has one lev, lev echalav shmayim. Haroya avas b'chaloyim. Haroya. Loy lev really attached to wrong. Loy lev doesn't mean doesn't have a lev. Lulav stands for loy lev. It has only one heart. Loy lev has one heart. One heart. And matomar only lev echad only has one heart. That's the drasha. Not no lev. It has one heart. Loy lev. Loy means loy with the vav. So the Gemara writes there. Haroya aves b'chloim. Someone sees a goose, a stuffed goose, in his dream. Itzap l'chachma. That's a simon for chachma. Shnema chachma is bechut taroina. That the chokmah will call out in a kol gadol, and these goose make noise. Ba'abalav, someone is born one of these goose have a rosh shiva. It's rosh shiva because even a big connection. It means he'll talk a lot. There'll be a rosh shiva. I'm gonna ask you. You gonna see? I take a saw a one of these stuffed hens. Uvasi alav, and I was born it. And v'slakas gadula, and I taka became a rosh shiva. Someone sees a chicken in a dream. It's Apple Ben Zacha. It's a simon. They will have a boy. Tarnagoy Lim. He sees a bunch of chickens, male chickens, Apple Bottom Scharim. He is going to be Zaycha to a bunch of boys. Tarnagoy Les. If he sees a female chicken, it's Apple Tarbitza No Avagila. Which the word Tarnagoy stands for that. Tarbitza No Avagila means a beautiful garden and a sweet garden and a nice, happy garden. Or Rashi and Abshad means a base medrash. But it comes from the Natrikin of the word Tanagarlis. Haray Beitz Mechalayim, someone sees eggs in a dream. Teluya Bakashasai. It means we don't know yet if his Bakash will be answered. Just like an egg is covered and you can't see what's in it, same thing here. Nishtabru, if the eggs break in his Chalayim. Nasis Bakashasai, it means his Bakash was done. And the same thing, other covered things, V'chein Bagoizim, V'chein Bekashuim, V'chein Kol Kli Suchis, V'chein Kol Hanishbarim Keilu, all these things that while they're whole, it's bakasha saitlua, because you're not sure what's in there. And once it breaks open, then you know nasis bakasha sai. I guess talking about the glass keli is like white glass; you can't see inside it. Hanichnas levarich. If some hanichnas the krach. If someone's in his dream, he sees himself going into the city. Nichnas the krach. Nasu leichafetzav. I mean, all his things were taken care of. Shneimar, like it says in the pasuk, vayanchem el mechuz cheftzom. It means he got to the derech, and it says there, mechuz cheftzom, mechuz means his derech, then cheftzom, that everything is taken care of. Hamagleach roish v'chaloyim shem yafalok. Someone takes a haircut in a chaloyim, that's a gevaldig simon, because we know that it says, v'yigaleach v'chalof simon v'sal v'rashi, by Yosef v'tzadik, it says, and that was when I talk about it above. Roishoy v'zkonoy, if he's shaving his head and his beard, that means that not only is simon yafa loy to him, it's a simon yafa for him and his whole family. Hayoshev in his dream, Hayoshev Areva Katana, in his dream he's sitting in a small rowboat, Shem Toivirtzle, he has a good name. Areva Gdoyle, he's sitting in a big ship, loyal Lechom Mashpachta, that means him and his whole family have a good name. Hanimili Midid Lai, only if it's going up on the waves, but if it's like inside and sunken halfway into the water, that does not mean he'll have a good name. Hanifne bechaloyim. If someone goes to the bathroom in his dream, simon yofle. It's a good simon because it shows he's getting rid of all the waste from his body. Shenem, like the pasuk taka says, miher tzoyeli paseach lo yomus oshachas, which means that if quickly he opens up his holes in his body and gets rid of all the garbage, then he won't die. So it's a very good simon. It's only if he didn't wipe himself. But if he wipes himself, that's not a good simon because it shows his hands are dirty. Ha'il l'gag b'chaloyim, if someone goes up to a roof in his dream, ha'il l'gedula, means he's zoicha to go up l'gedula, to be great. Yorad, if he comes down from the roof, Yorad m'glas, Yorad m'glas, he'll come down from his godless. He'll lose his job, he'll lose his stellar as being a leader. Bai b'ra'am t'vayu, no, kimen sha'ala ala, once you see a dream, went up them, up, it makes a difference that he came down. That's fine. That doesn't mean anything. Hakareh begadah b'chaloyim, someone rips his clothing in a dream, kairim loy gzardin. It means min hashemayim, they're gonna tear up his gzardin. Ha'im et orim b'chaloyim, if he's standing without clothing in a chaloyim, so it depends where he is. But Bavel, if he's standing in Bavel, oimid loy chet, it means Because Bavel represents chait, and if he doesn't have clothing, means he doesn't have anything from that makom, he has no chait. But in Eretz Yisrael, was full of mitzvahs, and he's standing by clothing, that's simon orim b'lei mitzvahs. He doesn't have any mitzvahs. Hanispas sardiot. And if in his dream, he is captured by the police. Shmira nasisloy. That is a shmira. It's a simon that he's being watched from Shemayim. Rasnuva b'kailiv put him into prison. Well, they gave him, put him, I think literally means they tied him up with chains. Hasif lo shmiras miras, it's even more shmirim in Hashemayim. V'ani mili v'koyla v'chav v'alma, just a rope, not a chain, lo'i, it's not a simon of shmira. Ha'niknas la'agam v'chaloyim, someone walks into a swamp in his dream, and the swamp is full of reeds, very close together, that means he has a lot of talmidim, nas a packed house, nas a rosh shiva, it means to be rosh shiva. Liyar, he goes into a forest where the trees are a little more spread out, they're not so close to each other. Then it means he's just like the chayzer, he chazes over the shear for the people who didn't understand it so good, so it's less talmidim. Rapapa Ravun read Rav Shua Chazu Chamel, they both saw a dream. Rapapa saw a dream, the Isle of Agma, saw a dream, went into a swamp where everything's close together. Nasir Rosh Shiva became Rosh Shiva. Ravun read Rav Shua, the Isle of Yar, he saw in his dream that he went into a forest, Nasir Rosh Levnei Kala, he became the Rosh Shiva of the Chazarosh here. Ikadamri, Tavarl Agma Ayli, both went into Agam. So they both should have been Rosh Shivas, but there was one difference. Ela Rapapa told you, Tavar, Papa had a bell hanging from his throat, Nasir Rosh Shiva. That was a simon that, you know, from the sound, from the coil that comes out, that he's going to be a big Rosh Shiva. Rav Hun Rav Yeshua, Loi Tolib Tavla, did not have this bell hanging from his neck. Nasir Rosh, Loish Lanei Kala, he became the Rosh Lanei Kala, but not the Rosh Yeshiva. Lanei Kala is the people who didn't fully understand the Shir, they come to hear Chazar Shir. I went up to Agma with Tali Tavla and I had a bell. Vanavuchim and Vuchim made a lot of noise and he takab came Rosh Shiva like we saw before. Tani Tana Kameh Drav Nachmar Yitzchak. Hamekis Dam Mechaloim. Someone who bloodlets in a dream, it's a good simon. Why? Because Rashi explains that red represents chait. If you take out blood in a dream, that means you're taking away chait from him. Oh, everything is Michael. Vatanya Avnois Vasturin Loi. It sounds like it was Avnois Vas set up him. No, my sedurim sedurim liyimachal. It's set up to have mechila. Tani tana kamei derav sheish. Already nachash b'chaloyim. Someone who sees a snake in a dream, that means represents parnasas u'mezumenesloy. You have parnasas easy. It's like a nachash, a snake. His parnasas is always there because he has the stuff on the ground. So always be mezumen to him. Nashchoy nichpel aloi. If the nachash bites him, that means nichpel aloi parnasas. That means that he got a lot of parnasas. Harugoy, if the nachash kills him, then of the parnasa, he's not gonna have any parnasa. Only Rav Sheish says, no, kolshkei nichpel parnasa. If he kills him, there's a bigger connection, and of course, we'll have a lot of parnasa. That's Rav Sheish is tainted. It. But it's not true. Rav Sheish is tainted. Why? Rav Sheish is who the chazah chivya v'cham v'katle. Rav Sheish had a dream that the snake killed him, so he wanted a taichet l'toiv. So what he said was that if it bites you, it's even kavachayim that you have a lot of parnasa. All in a dream, if he sees drinking these mashkin, they're all good in the chaloyim, to drink these mashkins. Every mashkin is good in the chaloyim. Besides, chutz min hayayim, if you drink wine, we are not sure if it's a good sign, since we're not sure how to interpret it. Because yes, you say over tovlo, some drink wine and it's good. Yes, you say over alay, some drink wine and it's not good. Yes, you say over tovlo, shenem says in the pasuk, v'yayin samach v'av enosh, a yayin will gladden the heart of a person. Yes, you say over alay, and some people drink wine and it's bad for them. Shenem atnu shachal oived, v'yayin l'mari nefesh. Some people drink wine because they have a lot of tsar and they have a lot of agas nefesh. It's not a good sign if they're drinking wine. Drinking wine take away the pain. So we're not sure how to interpret it. Therefore, if you see wine, we're not sure if it's interpreted for good or bad. If a Chacham sees wine, it's always good. Shnemar, it says in the Pasuk, about Chachma, it says, Luchu lachmu belachmi v'shesu b'yayin mesachti. So you see that when you want to be kind of Chachma, you drink the wine. So Talmud Chacham was oisek in Chachma. He sees himself drinking wine, that is a good sign. It's a sign he'll get even smarter.